Talk with Dave Mason, the home of common sense computing.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, gotta go around. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Why a painted pony let your spinning wheel spin? You got no money.
All right, talking a little bit about the details of 4K. HD and UHD and just what all this means. It can be difficult to kind of cut to the chase and get the details in kind of a simple fashion. And so let me just cover some of the major things.
Well, you know what? My first question before you do that,
yeah.
4K, I'm
yeah.
assuming means 4,000.
Right. Well, yeah, and it really is kind of a manufactured term. It doesn't relate to anything in particular. It's just something that the TV manufacturers came up with as a UHD is actually more accurate. 4K is a type of ultra high definition. High definition and UHD, of which 4K is a type, are defined by a couple of things. HD and UHD are both 16:9 ratio screens. In other words, for every inch in width, you got 9 inches. You have,
for every 16 inches in width, you've got 9 inches in height. So, you know, you can't buy a TV this size, I don't think, but, you know, if you had a 16-inch widescreen TV for both HD and UHD and 4K, you'd have a 9-inch height. Okay? That's that DVD, HD, widescreen format, and they're both the same. The difference is with HD, you have 1920 by 1080. That's why it says 1080p, 720p. That's the number of pixels per inch across the 16.9. Yeah, no, the 1080 is up, and the 1920 is wide.
Right.
Okay, so 1920 by 1080 relates to 1920 per inch wide.
Yeah, 16:9 ratio.
Right, by 1080p high. Now, the 4K is a 3840 by 2160. So instead of 1080p, it's 2160p. Okay, so roughly double the density of pixels per unit of measurement.
And that 16:9 ratio, if I'm not mistaken, was created by the motion picture industry and what they use in their TV and their motion picture screens.
Right.
They do the film to that ratio.
Right. Right. So you've got essentially double the number of pictures, pixels per unit of measure, whether it's an inch or a foot or a centimeter, however you want to express it, roughly double the number of pixels in that. So you get a, you know, it makes sense. You get a significantly crisper picture. Now, 4K and Ultra HD are essentially the same. As I said, 4K is a type of Ultra HD. It would be more accurate to just say Ultra HD. You know, 4K is kind of a marketing term. Doesn't really mean anything in particular. There are other UHD standards. There's an 8K, which has a 4320p. So instead of 1080p or 2160p, you have a 4320p. And that's a lot of p.
Yes, and I...
All right. No one uses it yet. It is kind of prototype. Obviously, you know, the 8K is incredibly, incredibly sharp, but you get into a situation of, in normal viewing sizes, I mean, if you've got a 50 or 60-inch TV, you get into that situation where the difference between 4K and 8K becomes difficult to discern. You know, you'd have to have a, I don't know, 100-inch TV, which they're coming. I mean, they're available now, but I mean, in terms of consumer TVs, they're not very common. Now, full HD is just the difference between 720p and 1080. You know, 720 is not full HD. You'll hear people talk about full HD. They're talking about just the 1080 pixel count.
Mm-hmm.
At about 50 inches, is about the sweet spot, and different people can discern things differently. But for most average humans, at about 50 inches is where you can really readily see the difference between a 4K TV and a full HD TV, is at about 50 inches. Now, one of the things that happens, again, and this is important to understand, you can have, and this is true, you've seen this in cameras, you've seen it in video cameras, digital video cameras, you can have really high resolution cameras. You can have a 22 megapixel camera that's not as good as a 10 megapixel camera. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into the quality of something other than just the amount of pixels. So, you know, you want to be aware of the fact that you may see a difference in a 4K TV as opposed to a full HD TV, in a 49-inch TV or a 47 or a 42. You may be able to see a difference in the TVs and their quality, not so much because it's a 4K TV versus a full HD, but because it's just a better TV. So you want to be aware of that possibility when you're considering these things. Now, the point, though, is, you know, how much do you want to pay for that difference? You might be better off getting just a higher quality full HD TV at 42 inches than paying for a 4K, because you're going to pay big bucks.
We had this discussion, a couple years ago when plasma got overtaken by LCD, and the big discussion on should I go with plasma, it's so much cheaper, and blah, blah, blah. And plasmas do a great job of displaying video. I mean, it looks really good. There are differences, and there's like a life cycle difference and all that kind of stuff, but it all depends on how much you put into, and to tell you the truth, I think there's a fine line, like you discussed, where some people can see a major difference, most people can't. I think you'd be really hard-pressed to, if you watched one in one room and went over to another room and watched another one set up really nice, to say which one is the better one. It would be, and a lot of it could be preference. Some people like a lot of color. Some people don't.
That's right.
Some people like a movie setting.
Well, and it goes back.
Setting.
Yeah, and it goes back to that setting even within the individual TVs. You know, sometimes you could take a TV that technically, spec-wise, is not as good a TV, and adjust it from standard, and have it look better to you than a better TV using standard settings. And that's always something you want to be aware of. You know, it's very simple mistake to make to walk into a TV sales room, and you'll always see one or two TVs that are like, holy crap, how can they sell these things? Look at this. It's so washed out and so crappy. We don't think, you know what, salespeople and customers are messing with these TVs all day long. That TV may be the best TV on that wall, but it's set totally wrong, and you don't know it. So you want to really, pay attention to that detail. Now, truth be known, I don't go into that kind of detail when I'm buying a TV. I look at the basic specs, you know, number of HDMI ports, 1080p, the frequency, you know, is it a 120, a 200, of, you know, that can make a difference if you watch a lot of sports.
And another one I'm sure you also look at, as do I, is the feedback on customer history, like the repair rates, the return stuff and all that kind of, you know, frequency and common problems, that kind of thing.
Although that you even have to be careful of. It's interesting that you brought that up. I'm going to go off on a tangent here on this. It's really important. Talking with a customer yesterday about a laptop for his wife. And, you know, he gave me some general ideas of what he thought she wanted and what she needed and, you know, basic budget. And I sent some links to some suggestions for him that I thought would be in a ballpark and that he should consider. One of those had terrible customer feedback, and we talked about that, and it was interesting. It was interesting when we got into the details. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.